Sedu.
Yes, Daddy Sam.
Have you heard what has unfolded over our land?
No. Nothing, brother. What is the problem?
I am told there's an investor who wants to take over our land. And we have been asked to vacate as soon as possible.
Hey, Daddy Sam. Who tells you? I inherited this land from my grandmother, Zabeti, 30 years ago. I can't vacate from it. Never. I can't relocate anywhere else, I swear upon the living God. Come on, colleagues. You don't have to hustle and worry. We have a solution to all land issues around us. We have Witness Radio. They are here to sensitize and advocate for land rights and environmental protection. Listen to Witness Radio as it unveils all issues regarding to land use and the law regulations of land use. Witness Radio also has legal officers to advise and advocate for your rights, especially those who have been evicted from their land, and they also mediate into land wrangles. Wow! That is good news!
Witness Radio!
Witness Radio!
Witness Radio!
Witness Radio!
Good morning, and thank you for joining us as the sun rises. You're listening to The Dawn, right here on Witness Radio.
Good morning, Uganda. Good morning, Africa. And thank you for staying tuned to Witness Radio. This is The Dawn, and we are always here to kickstart your day every Monday to Friday, 5 to 6 a.m. East African time. Kindly follow us on all our social media platforms like X, formerly Twitter, at Witness Radio, on Instagram at Witness Radio, and Facebook at Witness Radio Uganda. You can tune in live on our website at www.witnessradio.org. And in case you would like to chat with us, please do so through our WhatsApp, which is +256 745 965 765, or you can call us directly on +256 414 697 221. Coming up is You Give Me Hope by Alain, and when we return, we shall be looking at an incident where over 2,000 residents of Kahari Village in Kenya staged a peaceful protest over what they called widespread land grabbing cartels. My name is Eunice. Good morning.
Like the sun rays.
This is Witness Radio, connecting indigenous and local community voices across the globe.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
You're listening to The Dawn at Witness Radio.
Welcome back from that musical break. You are still tuned in to Witness Radio, connecting local and indigenous communities across the globe. The Dawn is the program you are listening to, where we delve into the latest pressing issues that shape our communities and livelihoods. In our program today, we look at 2,000 residents of Kahari Village in Rumuruti, Laikipia West Sub-County in Kenya, who staged a peaceful protest this week over what they describe as widespread land grabbing by cartels operating through registered companies. The demonstrators expressed anger over what they termed fraudulent allocation of land meant for local settlement and public use. According to the community, 2,534 squatters had previously been promised ownership of the land they currently occupy. However, only 15 people have received official allotments, raising concerns of favoritism, corruption, and a lack of transparency in the allocation process. The residents blame the National Land Commission for failing to safeguard community interests. They allege that the NLC has allocated large parcels of land to private companies without engaging the community or conducting public participation, which is a constitutional requirement in land matters. Community members further highlighted irregularities in how land was distributed, noting that some companies received up to 20 hectares, equivalent to approximately 550 acres or about 400 residential plots. This scale of allocation, they said, further disadvantaged the many families who have lived on the land for years without formal ownership. The villagers say they have not been consulted at any stage of the land allocation process. They also urge that the land was originally intended not only for residential settlement but also for essential public amenities such as schools, health centers, and community facilities. Instead, it has reportedly been allocated to private farms whose owners remain unknown to the locals. In addition to their grievances about land allocation, residents voiced long-standing frustrations over poor infrastructure and lack of basic services in the area. Kahari Village reportedly lacks electricity, clean water, and proper roads, despite repeated political promises made over multiple election cycles.
Public participation has never taken place in this area. Na kwa sheria, public participation must precede any other activity. Secondly, mambo ya companies. There are so many companies that are allocated this land in a fraudulent manner. We are seeing that even some companies are having 20 hectares. That is equivalent to 550 acres, which is also equivalent to 400 plots that these people need. So, and many people are masking themselves behind the companies. We know that.
This is a village that does not have electricity, does not have water, no better roads, but each election cycle, this is the mantra that is sold to us, to tower pair plots. What have we received? Unfair treatment. This is so unjust.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
You're listening to The Dawn at Witness Radio.
The community is calling for a full review of all land allocations in the area and for the process to be halted until proper public participation is conducted. They are also demanding that the land promised to residents be distributed fairly and transparently, and that fraudulent allocations to companies be revoked. Local leaders and activists have also expressed support for the residents, calling on the government and relevant authorities to intervene before the situation escalates further. The issue is part of a broader concern in Kenya regarding historical land injustices and the role of powerful cartels in land deals, particularly in regions like Laikipia, where land ownership remains a contentious issue. Residents of Kahari say they will continue to advocate for their land rights through legal and peaceful means, and they are urging the government to honor past promises and uphold the constitutional rights of citizens to land, shelter, and public participation. Let us get into a short break, and when we come back, we shall be looking at a man that, under a false death certificate of his mother, allegedly obtained a land title deed. Thank you for listening in. This is Witness Radio.
Tukaba uyu munsi tunejejwe nuko radio Witness yadusuye. Turanezerewe cyane rwose kimwe n'abagenzi banje nabo banezerewe birenze uko twibumva.
Witness Radio.
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 Wake up to the stories that matter most. Land, people, and the environment. Tune in to The Dawn at Witness Radio, your morning companion bringing you fresh, reliable news and insights on land rights and environmental issues from across Africa. From the struggles of farming communities to the victories of climate justice defenders, to the hidden stories of land grabbing, you'll hear it all first thing in the morning. Join us every morning, starting at 5 to 6 a.m. East African Standard Time on Witness Radio for The Dawn. Stay informed, stay inspired, and rise with the truth. The Dawn at Witness Radio, shining a light on land and environment in Africa.
You're listening to The Dawn at Witness Radio.
Welcome back from that brief commercial break. You are still tuned in to Witness Radio, connecting local and indigenous communities across the globe. The Dawn, the program you're listening to, where we delve into the latest pressing issues that shape our communities and livelihoods. Now, looking back in Nyumberi village in Kiambu County in Kenya, an elderly woman is facing eviction from her own land, allegedly orchestrated by her only son in an elaborate land fraud scheme involving forged documents and alleged collusion with a DCI officer. As her land is sold off to strangers, her family now pleads for government intervention. The 80-year-old woman is living through a nightmare. Priscilla Weirimu is alive, but government records now prove otherwise. Her only son, Chimani, is accused of forging her death certificate 25 years after his father's death in a calculated plot to seize her land.
Baba zatu simefugwa mara mbili ama tatu kama sinafuguliwa na saa hiyo tumepeleka kila kitu kwa roya. Nafikiria huyo roya ndiye alikuwa anamuonyesha vile mama amesema.
Our land farms were fenced like 2-3 times, and we managed to send those people away. As we speak, everything is in the hands of the lawyer. He is the one that has been helping us in this case.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
You're listening to The Dawn at Witness Radio.
Under the false death certificate, Chimani allegedly obtained the land title deed, presented himself as the sole beneficiary, and began selling portions of the land, including one plot reportedly handed over to the DCI officer who helped him obtain the forged document.
Kama yale yanatia shosho hofu. Unakuta hata ameanza kupadwa na acid. Unakuta waka damu yake sasa ameanza kukua na shida ya damu. Blood pressure yake inaleta shida.
The case is in courts of law, but some family members want to take over this land that does not belong to them.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us as the sun rises. You're listening to The Dawn, right here on Witness Radio.
The family now says Kimani is issuing threats emboldened by financial gain and alleged protection from officials involved in the fraudulent process. They're now calling for immediate intervention from Lands Cabinet Secretary Alice Wahome. Away from the Kiambu saga, but still in the same country, Kenya, another inheritance battle is unfolding in Uasin Gishu, this time over money. Bill Eselinki, a farmer of British descent, has taken Henry Kenei, the North Rift Bar Association chairman, to court, accusing him of mishandling 30 million shillings from his late father's estate. Eselink claims Kenei withdrew the funds meant to clear family debts, but failed to account for them. Kenei has since denied the allegations and says he will present evidence proving his actions were lawful. The High Court Judge Emilio Minde has ordered both parties to file their final submissions within 14 days, with a mentioned date set for November 3rd, 2025.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
I'm sure you've heard the news, but have you heard the voices behind the headlines? It's time to meet the people shaping our world. Every weekday morning, from Uganda and beyond, we bring you news that matters, insights you won't find anywhere else, and inspiring stories of everyday heroes driving sustainable change. Whether it's communities fighting for justice, innovators building a brighter future, or unsung champions making a real difference. The Dawn at Witness Radio is your daily destination for hope, action, and truth. Tune in Monday to Friday from 5 to 6 a.m. East African time and get ready to own the day with your daily dose of community spotlights and analysis that goes deeper. Don't just listen to the news, be part of it. Tune in now and join a movement for positive change. The Dawn at Witness Radio, your morning just got a whole lot brighter.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us as the sun rises. You're listening to The Dawn, right here on Witness Radio.
That brings us to the end of our program today. Thank you for listening to us from where we started. We are here every Monday to Friday from 5 to 6 a.m. East African time. You can listen to us online at www.witnessradio.org or by visiting the Google Play Store and downloading the Witness Radio app. For any comments and interactions, do not hesitate to reach out to us on WhatsApp at +256 745 965 765 or by directly calling us on +256 414 697 221. My name is Eunice. Have a blessed day.
Thank you for listening to The Dawn at Witness Radio. Catch us live every Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. Don't miss. See you next time.